Blog Talk Radio.
Fear Fraud Ministry. Welcome to the Flow Ministry. Flow stands for First Living Our Way. We give honor and glory to God. We give thanks for our overseer, Apostle Sharon Green. You can follow this teaching every Thursday at 6 p.m. To hear more from this ministry, you may call 760-283-4634. We also meet by telephone on a conference line every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. That number is 559-546-1100. And the passcode is 956755, and then you use the pound sign. If you desire prayer, you may call Minister Ashley at 77262. You may call Minister Ashley, let's say it again, let's call Minister Ashley at 626-1102. Thanks for listening and hope you enjoy God's Word. I'm Minister Ashley and I will be talking to you and bring the Word to you. And may God bless. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Righteous and eternal God, O Father, we thank thee, Lord, for another day that thou hast gave us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that this was from the very start, you know, before it even came in existence. Greater is he. Thank you, Lord, and bless you and praise you, glorify, magnify thy name. You are awesome God, you are powerful God. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We come before you, Lord, and say, but now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. May God bless you. May God bless your listeners. I pray that God may give you a new year resolution of solving and to become stronger and flat-footed, working for God, and be a victorious one. We pray at this time that you may be stronger than before. I pray for your strength, and I pray, Lord God, that you may bless their hearts, their mind, their everything. Turn on a new leaf, turn over a new leaf, a new start, a new life, a new everything with Jesus. And I just want to say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I just want to bring your attention to, I just want to welcome you once more. Like I said, I just want to welcome you once more for another edition in which we come, Lord, we come before him. And to bring the word here, I will be pointing to Romans, in the book of Romans. And I was looking at 8 there, which I'll bring to my attention a little. You know, these words sometimes we get into them and then we come back again and some things that we have not seen have never really come to what we have, eyes never catch it, or our thoughts or our mind, but we... Another time we will. We want to get into it anyway. We want to start from the first verse, and then I will start elaborate from there. And we don't know exactly where we're going to go, but we want to get in the Word of God. Now, just want to say that the Word is so good, so powerful, and awesome that even we are into it and speaking the word, giving the word, we are not only giving the word, but we're giving ourselves the word. We are not only give, but we are also receiving. So it goes both ways, and in hand, and there's something which I have been justified in my spirit before, maybe not yours until after then, but at the same time, if there's something to be straightened out, or their rebuke or whatever, or their weakness or their restraint, the Word of God is there to talk to us and to bring us into the place that we need to. Where we are weak, we are strong, and there will be light should have been then light well. Glory to God, because He is the light. All right. Just look at there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. We just look at that. We're saying there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. You know what come to my mind in the first shot? In the word in which we said that, in Christ Jesus, we wonder how some people may argue or seeing that if they actually come into the position wherein they said they may baptize and accept the Lord and they're going to church and all that. So this actually means them whether they are living a life, a consecration life or not. Or they just think that is maybe, maybe they are their perception there. But there, what you want to look at, that in Christ, you say in Christ, and what are we talking about in Christ? Because there are so many that are in something but not in, and there are so many that think that they are in but not in, and so we just want to get into a little of it. And to see a shed a light somewhere where somebody may can see a little more, or maybe elevated somewhere, or then even I then can see something better. And it's not only say, well, we are in Christ, so there's no condemnation because you are in Christ. That is correct. But it says to actually get further. Are in Christ, but say, ooh, walk not after the flesh. So they're going to point out who we're talking about in Christ. Who in Christ? The people who are in Christ. And it says, who walk not after the flesh. So in that sense, that the people who walk not after the flesh, they are in Christ. That what make them to be in Christ, but after the Spirit. So that would make them to be in Christ because they does not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So he that walk after the Spirit is in Christ, Lord of God, is in Christ Jesus. So it does not look at me and because I walk after the flesh, but I'm a Christian, but I'm a fleshy individual. And when we speak of flesh, we may not talk in a sexual term, but there are the things that the flesh that needs our wants, the flesh that want or seek after. And this is, and if we are in Christ, we does not seek after that which the flesh wants or seek. So we are in Christ, so we seek after the Spirit. So we are in Christ. So what makes the difference within Christ and out of Christ? So if you are seeking after the flesh, you are not in Christ. You are in the Lord. Let's get further. It says, for the law of the Spirit, one law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. So therefore, if so, so because the law of the spirit of life, so life in Christ, and is, you have to be in the spirit in order to be in the life, or we have to be in, for us to be in the life of Christ, and to be in Him, as it says, and it says that here that we are in Christ Jesus. So therefore we are not walking. There's some difference here. It says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin. Not the law of the spirit of God, but the law of sin and death. Why do they bring death? Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's why that part, the word death, come in there. And so, therefore, we want to say, well, and if you are, if we are striving after the things of the flesh, which the flesh needed, such as things of the world, the things that made up everything of the world, and the things that goes on in life, and we have been confused about whatever we needed, and we are here and we are there, and we are seeking this and we are seeking that, the riches of this world and what it's offered, and all the above that we can ever want to think of. This is what the scripture are talking about. So we are not after the spirit, we are after the things of the world. So that's what the flesh seeking, myself, my mind, my everything seeking. Let's get further. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. So that could not have done. So we're talking about what the spirit could have done, because the law of the flesh could not have done, because it was weak. God sent His own Son. So you're going to get off of that flesh and get into the spirit, or the things of the world, or the worldly things, and get in the spirit. And the only way for Him to save us from that, which are, say, sin and death, which are not on the law, for us to get, for Him to save us from it. So He had was to come to do something. So the God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. So he God sent His Son in the likeness of looking like us. He did not send an angel. He did not send some kind of cherubim or some eventually oath to come and bow down or to die for us. No, He sent His only Son in the likeness, look like flesh, look like us, and bleed like us, have the feelings and all that kind of stuff going on and so forth. So to help us to understand, to get us out of the things of the world, or that which able to bring us out of the sin, but that in which His Son will able to do so. So, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemn sin in the flesh. So, because He came in flesh, and so He make Himself a sacrifice, that within that, then He had made that we have access. We have privilege. And the only way we can have this privilege is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And He did not only came and fold His arm or just walk around, but then He get involved in the occasion in which He was called to do or was sent to do. So therefore, He get involved when the fullness of time was come. Because the only way He can is only when the time is, which is appointed to free man from sin. and to give them a liberty from death, that we have no more sin reign with the mortal body. Now, what do you say? Get down to verse 4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. That the righteousness, that means something you practice, something that you seek, something you go after, something you seek after God. You seek of the righteousness of God, the things of God, the things that are right, the thing that the Bible speak of, the thing that Jesus speak of, the thing that God spoke of, the thing that the direction in which it's given us, because the Bible is a compass and the word is a comfort. Then the Bible declares, according to in the first chapter of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word, I want to stretch, goes further by saying, and the Word formed flesh and dwell among us, and we beheld his glory by the glory of the Father, full of grace and truth. Glory to God. So therefore, he came, he said, that we should able to do the things as he show us, because he know the way, we know not the way. The Bible says that he is the way, the truth, the life. Yes, so, and he know the direction. He paved the way for us to follow him. So therefore, he come to change us from that habit that we were born with, that habit we cannot save us, but that habit that he need to change, the old Adamic nature, to change over from that old to the new. So therefore, when we look at it, he came to give us the freedom and the free access to pave the road that we can able to walk on it and to go according to what he has shown us, how he's showing us to do and to go. It says, but then, he said, walk not of the flesh, but after the Spirit. So he that walk after the flesh, then they have the greed of life, of this life, of set in this life, that rest in it, and feed in it, and live in it, and do everything in it. But they're forsaken, yes, the good of the life. And we are Christ himself who came to teach us and to give us. It says, for they that are after, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But, you see, if they are that the mind, if you have a mindset on the things that the flesh need, or the things that the flesh, that satisfy the flesh, then what you have an appetite, we will have an appetite, or having that greed, or that way in which we want to either want to go or follow or puntered off. So therefore says that we are, as David so says, so my soul puntered. So therefore we patter that, the patter off. So therefore it says we will not, because of our mind not, but if our mind is there, then we our mind would be on that which, if it is of God, it will be of God. And if it is of the flesh, then it will be of the flesh. And the flesh in which you said these things that set up. When we come back, let's say here, he says, and he said, do mind the things of the flesh, because that's where the minds are. The mind do mind the things of the flesh, so that's where the minds are. He said, but they that are after the Spirit, he says, the things of the Spirit. So if they do mind the things of God, the things of the Spirit of God, then they pay attention. They follow the Spirit, because that's where they are. Their minds get, where their minds are, because they are in the Spirit, following the Spirit. So therefore, Scripture said earlier that they said, he that is in Christ Jesus. So if you are in Christ Jesus, then you will walk after the Spirit of God. And so because if we are in the Spirit, then we do mind the things of the Spirit. Here's in verse 6. It says to mind something else, to have a mind on something else. As I said, it's a part to be carnal-minded, but being something else, to find yourself into a different way, not on Christ, oh glory to God, but on the things that will bring you to the wide way of that road in which I've been wide, not in the narrow, but in the wide. But it says, and the gone is somewhere else, and mind set at mind something else. It says, and it says, far to be carnal-minded, fleshy-minded, carnal, otherwise than Christ, gone in another way, gone in another food. It says, to be carnal-minded is death. It's death, but to be spiritual-minded is life and peace. Now, I say, which part, or what part of it, what line, which line would you choose? Yeah, for to be carnal-minded is death. So if you choose to be carnal or carnal-minded, then it is death. To be spiritual, then there's something else. To be spiritual is minded, is life and peace. Now, we have a choice. You are in Christ or you are not. So we cannot in Christ and at the same time being carnal. So therefore, we cannot in him and not in him. We cannot in him and not in him. Or we cannot in him and in him. So we got to have a choice to be carnal. Now, that's not saying if there is a perfection. You could not have a perfection within yourself. But you can only have we can only have a perfection only in him, Jesus. Because in him, we have him. Because out of him, then we have not. So ourselves cannot be perfect, but in Jesus Christ, we can, because he is perfect. Because we are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ by faith. So by faith, if I caught it by faith, and I have it by faith, he said, but to be spiritual-minded is life and peace. Glory to God. So with peace I have, glory to God. And he said, peace I gave to you, and peace I delivered, not as the world have, but I who have given unto you. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. That is to say, it's like you set a wall, built a wall against God. It's like you have a neighbor. You may hate that neighbor or something, and you built a wall against that neighbor because you don't want anything to do with them. So therefore, to be carnal is like building a wall against God. And so therefore, this is what it is saying here, against God. It says, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. Glory to God. It says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So you cannot if you are in the flesh, because there's a wall. Yes, that there's a wall that built, so you cannot be in, because you are, there's something between. To be carnal-minded, as we said, it is. Now, we just sort of want to think about the word of the Lord is powerful, awesome. So therefore, here's something we got to do. We got to do something here according to, let's turn the Bible in a brief into 2 Corinthians and verse 10. And I would like to read you something here from verse 4, chapter 10 and verse 4. It says, For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. Now, you see, we get back to that carnal word. It's the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, the pulling down of the stronghold. Now, we're talking about the mindset. The mindset to pull down, the mindset that needed, where the stronghold had. We need to pull down. It says, because
down imagination from these things. I said, and every high thing that exalt itself, every high thing exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Yes, shall be, and supposed to, as I said, it will. Break it down. Yes, break it down, the stronghold, and whatever is there that keeping us, whether what, as I suggested about that wall before, if that wall is there, or that which is the carnality, may need to be torn down, and the only way it can be come down is by doing the work. You have to do what? You have to look, cast down the imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Good God, the things that tear you up, the things that you can't hear from God, the things that you can't reason God's words, you can't even concentrate on it, you can't hold it, but one thing why you can't hold it, because you have a stronghold that need to be torn, teared down, and because it need to be teared down, then you will not able to me unless we can come to the knowledge. Oh, God, that we may be able to come to the knowledge of God, or anything else that want to do that, then it says, and to bring in activity every thought, glory to God, every thought to the obedience of Christ, every thought. We talk about to be carnal minded, every thought. Glory to God. And so it is that every thought that, and you see where we are, you cannot in Christ, or we cannot in Christ at the same time, and we, our minds is so carnal. Everything we want, everything else we see, we need, and we want this, and we want that, and our eyes miss the prize, although he's there, and says, well, but we cannot, if you are in the flesh, you cannot please God. If we are in the things of the world, we cannot please God, because he says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Not that he seek that what we want and that we're looking for cannot please God, because God is not in the things of the world, because he's not of the world. And so then you see, you remember when the devil came to Jesus on the mount of temptation and said, you cast thyself down, these things will I give to you. That is something in which is open up right now in the Spirit of God to bring to the knowledge, to understand that Jesus tempted as well as we were tempted, and so we are in the same thing that it says, man shall not, as made bread or whatever it may be, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God, and in him only, in him only shall thou serve. Glory to God. I just want to say to you, want to tell you, there's no way, no good. Jesus says, not stamp, thou shalt not tempt. Lord, our man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of God that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I want to say, God bless you. Time is up, and I just want to say, next week, same time, same place, glory to God, go get back into the word of God. The word are life, and they are spirit. Glory to God. Let's go with the Spirit of God, because there are life, oh God, in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm going to have to say, next week, same place, same time, may God bless you real good. Until then, in Jesus' name, amen. I just want to say goodbye. God bless in Jesus' name. Amen.